Welcome to this special highlights program of a satellite CME symposium presented during the Society of Gynecologic Oncology meetings in Washington recently, focusing on the management of ovarian cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. To follow up on some of the discussion during these two CME meetings, I met with two faculty members to discuss some of the key topics. To begin, I chatted with Dr. Jonathan Lederman, and he started our conversation out by commenting on some of the unique biologic aspects of ovarian cancer that are currently driving the use of novel agents, particularly PARP inhibitors.
One of the many interesting things about ovarian cancer is the sensitivity of the disease to platinum-based chemotherapy. And what's a little unusual about ovarian cancer is that one can use platinum often time and time again during that period of we call platinum sensitivity where progression occurs beyond a six-month interval. So there's something fundamental about the tumor that makes it sensitive to platinum-based drugs. And of course, the platinum-based drugs cause DNA cross-linking and damage to DNA that has to be repaired. And it's this impairment of the repair process that I think makes ovarian cancer a relatively unique disease and one that is susceptible to PARP inhibition. Now, PARP is an important enzyme that's involved in the repair of DNA damage. And it was shown nearly 10 years ago now that patients with a BRCA mutation have intrinsic defects in the repair of their DNA damaged. So in the presence of, let's say, a drug like platinum, they often have a very marked response, which is one of the reasons why patients with a BRCA mutation often do better with chemotherapy and live longer than those that don't have a BRCA mutation. But as far as the PARP inhibitors are concerned, what's interesting about the BRCA mutation is that if you block the repair process that's dependent upon the PARP enzyme, you need to repair the damage by a process called homologous recombination repair. And it's that repair process, this important repair process, that's defective in tumors that have a BRCA mutation. So it was then hypothesized that if you have a BRCA mutation and you give a PARP inhibitor, you may actually cause inhibition of repair of DNA and therefore cell death by a process that's sometimes called synthetic lethality. So that's how all this started and how PARP inhibitors began to be tested in tumors that have a BRCA mutation. And the various studies that were done either with a PARP inhibitor such as olaparib or rucaparib on its own in patients with a BRCA mutation, or indeed the maintenance studies in patients with a BRCA mutation, both those strategies showed that patients who receive a PARP inhibitor do better. And that's how, certainly in the USA, PARP inhibitors such as olaparib and rucaparib became licensed in patients who've got recurrent ovarian cancer and a BRCA mutation as determined by a companion diagnostic test.